For the atheist, as truth is only that which can be observed, and God is not observed, certainly not directly, then atheism alone can be considered true. Whereas theism, be it monotheistic or polytheistic, is for the atheist a matter of fiction. Now, our Islamic conception of theism is radically different. In Islam, monotheism, tawhid, that is, the oneness, unity and uniqueness of Allah, is truth, and not just truth, but justice. And that is due to Islam recognizing the reality of God and His exclusive right to be worshipped alone. Thus, affirming tawhid is the ultimate expression of justice. He is the ever-living. There is no deity but He. So invoke Him, making your worship pure for Him alone. All praises and thanks be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. Muslims do not claim that there is only one God per se, in the sense of one object of worship in the world. There are a multitude of gods worshipped by mankind. It's just that all these gods besides Allah are false gods. Allah alone is a true deity, the only actual, factual deity. He is therefore alone worthy of being worshipped. The act of worshipping any being or object, anything or concept besides Allah, is polytheism, or shirk. The Islamic testimony of faith, La ilaha illallah, meaning there is no deity except Allah, is a negation of shirk and an affirmation of tawhid. To commit shirk is to challenge Allah's tawhid, His oneness, to usurp and infringe upon His exclusive right to be worshipped. Shirk is, consequently, the greatest form of oppression and injustice.
وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِظُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ.
And remember when Luqman said to his son, advising him, O my son, do not commit shirk with Allah. Indeed, shirk is a mighty oppression. And finally, we have ilhad, or atheism, which, according to Islam, is the worst expression of shirk. Now, ilhad is a Quranic term. For example,
وَمَن يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقُهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ.
And whoever shall incline therein to do wrong, we shall cause them to taste a painful torment. But as can be seen in this verse, the term ilhad does not equate to atheism, but carries a more general meaning of inclining towards evil, belying divine truth, and deviating from it. However, in the modern era, with atheism having become so widespread, thanks in no small part to the proliferation of neo-misotheistic ideologies such as Darwinism and communism, particularly throughout the former Soviet Union and China and their satellite states, and also due to the godlessness of the once staunchly Christian West, with atheism having become so potent, people of Islam felt the need to coin a term for this absolute disbelief in the divine with a single noun. And for various historic reasons we don't need to get into, they settled on the Quranic term, ilhad. And also, by the way, these Arabic terms really ought to be preceded by the definite article al. So it should really be at-tawhid, ash-shirk, al-ilhad. However, as it's easier for non-Arabic readers and listeners to recognize Arabic terms when they appear more distinct from each other, such as by removing the al, then that's what we're doing. Now, you will have noted here a contradiction in terms. To say that atheism is a form of polytheism makes no sense at all. In fact, it's nonsensical, as expressed in English, to claim that an absence of belief in any god can be somehow considered a part of a belief in a plurality of gods. Yet this peculiarity, which exists only due to concepts getting lost in translation, actually further illustrates the perfection of the Islamic creed. Let's explain how.